The Venerable Satoko Elizabeth Kitahara was born in 1929 in Tokyo, Japan, and was the daughter of a wealthy aristocratic family descended from Japanese samurai. Her childhood was normal, and she was known to be a beautiful and joyful girl. In 1940, when Japan entered into World War II, her life changed drastically. Her father and brother were sent to fight and work for the army, while Satoko was sent to do a part and work in an airplane factory in Tokyo. She lived in fear since the city was constantly under attack with bombs and warning sirens. When a bomb fell on her workplace, she miraculously escaped but contracted tuberculosis as a result from the attack. Japan experienced the full trauma of war with the atomic bombs which devastated Hiroshima and Nagasaki. After the war, Tokyo was in ruins and many people died from poverty and hunger. Thousands of displaced people flocked to the major urban centers. This is how Satoko spent her teenage years. Despite all of this, she was able to dedicate her time to her studies and her diploma in 1949. Satoko would often pass churches but somehow felt scared and nervous to take a look inside. But it was one afternoon when Satoko and a friend were out for a walk that they saw a man enter into the Church of the Sacred Heart. They then followed him into the church, and Satoko immediately became spellbound upon seeing a Marian statue without realizing who it depicted. She later wrote in 1950 that while seeing the statue, she became overwhelmed with an indefinable emotion. In a few months, she made more visits to churches and experienced an inner awakening, which challenged her family and cultural beliefs. Since she knew no one who was a Christian, she found herself more and more drawn in wonder to the Eucharist, to Mary the Mother of Jesus, and to the great joy and peace which she experienced in prayer. She decided to embrace Catholicism and was baptized on the 30th of October 1949, when she was 20 years of age. During her baptism, a priest was going through the list of saints' names to see which one she would like to take. Satoko then came across the story of Saint Elizabeth and her service to the poor. Inspired by this, Satoko then took the baptismal name of Elizabeth. In 1950, Satoko then met Brother Zeno, a Franciscan friar who had come to Japan with Father Kolbe, now known as Saint Maximilian Kolbe, to work with the homeless and needy in a place known as the Village of Ants because of the overcrowding of people. The children and young people there managed to survive by selling garbage. She began to visit the ant village to teach the children to read and to live a more dignified life. One day she realized that the only way to truly help them was to live with them and like them. So she gave up her riches and comfort to become one with the poor. For 9 years, she lived in the ant village, and she inspired all those she touched. She worked with the authorities to build a school and clean living conditions for the people there. Her tuberculosis flared up again, and she was forced to step away from her work. When she came back, she found other women helping the people and continuing her work. Satoko Kitahara died of tuberculosis in 1958, when she was only 28 years old. But she was mourned by the thousands of people, reflecting her triumphant life of deep Christian faith and charity. Venerable Satoko Elizabeth Kitahara, pray for us.